But first and foremost, we got to talk about
them Cowboys.
Hell no. We got to talk about, this may have been the most interesting opening weekend in the NFL that I've seen in a long time. Mm-hmm. And it starts with the unfortunate news, definitely for Manny, the New York Jets. They won their
Why are you laughing, Spike?
Because I said it.
You being disrespectful. Man. You are Spike Mr. Disrespect.
I
swear to God.
They win their opening night matchup against the Bills, so they had the upset, I guess. Mm. However, they lost Aaron Rodgers for the rest of the season to an Achilles injury. Lou, I'll start with you.
Sure.
Should the Jets tank for a high draft pick, or should they stick it out with Zach Wilson?
They definitely should not stick it out with Zach Wilson. He couldn't even throw a forward pass last night. I would have Jets, similar to when Teddy Bridgewater went down, when they thought they had a good team and went and got Sam Darnold that year. Do y'all remember that? If I were the Jets, I'd do that. I'd try to trade some picks or some players because they got a very talented roster, and they need a really viable, like, I don't know who's out there, whether it be Gardner Minshew or
– Jameis Winston.
Who?
Jameis Winston.
Hey, Colin Kaepernick.
He threw me all the way off.
Don't reach out.
I saw people saying that Colin Kaepernick stuff too, but no, if I'm the Jets, man, I have to invest in the quarterback position. I can't let Zach Wilson take this team to 7 wins again. Like, so I'm whatever the best backup quarterback or free agent quarterback, if I got to trade for Matthew Stafford, whatever it may be, they need to do it.
But here's the thing.
Oh, that's over with.
Well, all of the options available to him is going to be 6-7 wins anyway. Because what this team is lacking is elite level quarterback play. Or at least,
or better, what's the dude name? Zach, he's not even average. If I can go get Taylor Heineke or someone who's at least average,
Taylor Heineke,
Gardner Minshew,
he ain't average either.
Gardner Minshew not average?
Barely. No.
He better than Zach Wilson.
Gardner Minshew's average for 3 to 4 games. And
we seen Gardner Minshew when he had to replace Jalen Hurts, bro, and he couldn't even get with all that squad around him.
Look, if we're talking average, we're talking like Derek Carr. And we're not – like, they're not going to get Derek Carr. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not going to get Jimmy G.
Sam Darnold out there.
They're not going to get Sam Darnold. We saw what the hell happened to the 49ers last season. They're going to keep every damn quarterback not named Trey Lance.
They can have Trey
Lance. The only one I can see is like –
they can have Trey Lance.
If Cooper Rush – if they try to throw a second-round pick for Cooper Rush.
Nah. Look, at the end of the day
– that probably
would happen if the Cowboys would do that.
The Jets are going to have an abysmal season because everything was built up on – the arrival of Aaron Rodgers. We also knew that O-line was porous. Yeah. We've been watching Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers, but that O-line is not good.
They went and got his offensive coordinator. They went and got his receivers. Mm-hmm. They didn't get an offensive line because they depended on the fact that he was going to be there getting rid of the ball quickly.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Everything is catered towards Aaron Rodgers for this team. So it's going to be rough. But I just couldn't leave that to Zach Wilson, bro.
Another option.
I told you that last week, though. That's the same thing I said. I said that he's not going to make it through the season, but I had no idea.
No idea it was going to be four plays.
But I knew they were going to get to him.
The play calling was an issue early because it was like Breece Hall was balling that
game. Yeah.
And you, after a 20-yard run or whatever the fuck, you throw the ball 3 times and he was about to get sacked 3 times.
3 times in a row.
We said that two weeks ago. That last sack is what got him injured. I'm like, bro, why are they not running the ball?
We sit here and said that 2 weeks ago up here that their offensive line was terrible. Yeah. And Aaron Rodgers was not going to make it through the season. We said that.
That was it.
I didn't think it was going to be 4 plays.
I didn't think it was going to tear his Achilles, but I'm just saying. Like,
40. And I saw, did you see it?
Right. Oh, 40. You seen that shit pop.
Did you see it?
Yeah, nigga, you old. He's old for football. And if people were thinking that he was going to do what Tom, like Tom Brady is different. He built different from all. Like, Aaron Rodgers is really, really good. But he's not Tom Brady. Tom Brady did this shit until he was 43 years old. He went and won a Super Bowl. And Aaron Rodgers can't even stay up for 4 plays.
Tom Brady had a better offensive line when he went to the Bucs.
I don't have anything to do with that. I do know at 40 plus, Tom Brady went and did what he was supposed
to do. And when he's protected, he's a Hall of Famer. But when he got to shake the line, he ain't shit.
Aaron Rodgers should have been more adamant about getting him some protection then. Because I know Tom Brady went and made a case for the Bucks. He seen how bad the Bucks line was, he's like, nah, I'm not doing this. Y'all bringing somebody down here to protect me. They did it, and he won a Super Bowl. So the only reason I say he's not Tom Brady, people thought since they seen Tom Brady do it at 42, 43 years old, that Aaron Rodgers was going to be able to do that. That is abnormal.
Why you hate Aaron Rodgers, bro?
He's sorry. No, I'm just
joking. You see how much space he got? He talking like he did him wrong or some shit. I'm like, bro.
I don't fuck with Aaron Rodgers. Look, look.